97.7. Former Springbok Robbie Kempson says South African men should embrace conversations around mental health instead of suffering in silence when help is readily available. As part of our focus on mental health this October, we're looking at how the conversation has changed over the past few decades. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
No, rugged buggers don't talk about such things. Certainly in that time and era of the game, you just get on with it.
Former Springbok prop Robbie Kempson's first encounter with a psychologist was in the early 2000s, and the appointment was only scheduled because he'd had surgery.
I had a carpal tunnel and an ulnar nerve operation. For a period of time after that, for about 6 weeks, I couldn't utilize the use of my arm. And post the surgery, you have to go see a psychologist, which I thought was just kind of an elementary thing to do. And she just spoke me through the various things that can happen when you lose the use of a limb.
Once he was home, depression set in, and he started thinking about the two previous World Cups he missed out on due to injury.
And then just from there, things just seemed to spiral. And I suppose a whole lot of the baggage from, 1995 all the way through just kind of came to the fore. Not so much as missing out on certain things, but more just a sense of complete helplessness, to be honest with you.
Robbie remembers what it was like.
I had no ambition to do anything that I liked. It was really a situation where I wasn't sure how to get out of it.
After a few sessions with his psychologist, he was then referred to a psychiatrist.
Obviously, it was diagnosed with depression, and from there, the medication starts.
And taking the right medication paved the way for what would become Robbie's best rugby years.
The medication doesn't give you highs and lows, it just keeps you on a sort of a monotone, but certainly was able to go back to Belfast after that and continue my career. I mean, Belfast was probably the most happy time of my rugby career, playing for Ulster.
Talking about depression back then was near impossible. And Robbie worries that we haven't yet moved the needle enough for South African men.
There was no avenue back then. It was literally men. You back up, you get on with it, and you move on, as opposed to having a meaningful conversation with someone and you're actually addressing the issues at heart, which probably for men, South African men, to be honest, more so than men from elsewhere, it's probably more difficult for South African men to actually speak about things like depression.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.